now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award winners and nominees. First, we start by the Innovation Award winners and nominees of April in JS classes for JavaScript. Arturos, which ones would you like to comment? There are like 7 nominees. That was great.
Let me zoom in a bit. And the first one what I wanted to comment is a web code CamJS Chrome extension, which basically packages a Chrome extension that allows you to scan a QR code with your webcam and it displays data. I think there was a screenshot of how it would work. So this was it. And as you see that when you take a picture and sparse, it would can show you the contents of it, and it's made as a nice Chrome extension. And this package was developed by Andras Tot from Hungary, and he did not choose the prize. But yeah, I think it's not his first package's extension, or it will be in the next awards, I think.
Yeah,
I remember there was something similar about the Chrome extension, right?
Yes, actually, there's a package that do that, but not as a Chrome extension. But it also has other nice Chrome extensions.
Yeah, which I thought so.
Because not everybody knows how to implement Chrome extensions in JavaScript.
That's really nice. Next one I wanted to comment is a package called JS Canvas Shapes Draw. Basically, it's a package that not only can draw different shapes, but also provides a UI, a user interface to draw it. I think we can have a couple of screenshots here that would show the whole UI and the parametric, and you can draw arbitrary or shapes or predefined shapes, or probably even evaluate functions. So it can be really complex, and in the end, you have your shapes drawn. Don't know really the purpose, maybe, but the idea is that it's implemented in Canvas, and all the UI is there. It is really interesting, and basically,
it seems more like an application than an individual component.
Exactly, and it was developed by Juan Jose from Spain, and he got one ebook of choice by BACT for this package. The next one I wanted to mention is JavaScript MP4 parser, which parses MP4 video files and extracts meta information about it. And it was developed by Dan Tigny Francois from France. I don't think there is a demo or anything more. Yeah, basically, but the usage is as easy as this, to just provide a file, and in the callback you get the data. Yes, you want to mention something?
I think his name is Francois, because it's French. And probably he did not put the subida in there. He also has developed several other components that perform the same action but for different video formats, so it's quite interesting and useful.
Okay. And the last one is Pak Seguro, I pronounce it correctly? I think it's a payment processing service, and Edvard Zimonek from Brazil developed Node.js module to deal with this payment processing, probably to accept payments, right? So yes. Is it something popular in Brazil?
Yes, that's a payment provider in Brazil, and he developed an interface to that payment provider, but in Node.js. So it can process not only redirect the user to the payment page. It's similar to PayPal. but also process the notifications about the status of the payments. So it's useful for those that are using Node.js.
Yeah, that's it on my part.
Okay, on my part, I would also like to comment on a few packages. Let me pick them here. Need to share the screen as always, but this time it's more complicated because
we have to find the right screen.
I need to share on one browser the screen of the other browser. Okay, I think now you see it, right?
Yep.
Yep. So first one that I would like to comment is precisely a similar package, the one you mentioned by Dantini Francois, doing the same, except it's for video files on AVI format. The AVI format is quite used on Windows. So what it does is practically the same. Being able to read some information from the files and tell details about the files even before you actually upload them to the server. So you can do this on the browser. The next package that I want to comment is another package, this time by Qiu Huang from France, and he has submitted a package that seems simple, but it's still interesting to manage lists of books of authors, and provides a way to list them and sort them on the page by name, author, and genre, and publication date. So all this is done at the browser side, so it is useful when you want to display these kind of listings, and you already have all the information in the page, but you just sort it according to the user criteria. And the last page that I want to mention, yet again another package for the same purpose. This one by Dantini for Francois is for processing. I think it's Matroska, right? The MKV format. Mm. So it's yet another format for video, but this one is for Matroska format. So kudos again. I think it's something even more, but it was were approved in the next month, so I think you talk back to him again soon. Now, regarding the Innovation Award rankings of 2016, they did not change much, despite that we have had several more packages to comment, nominated from these different people. And the stuff is still ahead with 4 packages and 16 points, but Dantini Francois is coming close with 4 packages and 14 points. Then comes Juan Jose from Spain, one on packages for 6 points, and Edvaldo Zimonek with one package and 5 points, Stefan Shepard, one package and 3 points, Akobian from, I think, Armenia, right? Armenian one package and one and 3 points is tied with also Stefan Chapman, Kiwan from France, and Sergio Flores Janis from Mexico, all with one package and 3 points. In 9th position, then comes Pravin Sonawane with one package and 2 points, and then Far Adur Rahim from Bangladesh with one package and 1 point. Now, by country, this time France passed Hungary, so there were some changes here. It is not like in the past months that was a relation between the first place and his country in the award winners by country. So this time France is ahead with 5 packages and 17 points, followed by Hungary with 4 packages and 16 points. Then comes Spain with 1 package 6 points, Brazil with 1 package 5 points, then Mexico with 2 packages and 4 points, tied with Armenia. Then comes Australia with 1 package and 3 points, then India with 1 package and 2 points, Bangladesh with 1 package and 1 point. So the that's all for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, things are getting more complicated. In April, we had like 14 nominees. It is great because lots of innovative packages are being sent. We only have more work to comment about it. So let's get started. Arthur, which one would you like to comment?
Let me find the proper screen. Zoom in. Okay, so the first one, the first one I wanted to comment is PHP Image Mosaic Generator. I always love these kind of packages, especially if they come demo is working with screenshots. So basically what it does, you pass an array of images and it would generate a mosaic for one image as a PDF file. So it could look something like this, for example, which is interesting. I think
it's unusual, I would say. There are packages to generate mosaics or not mosaics, maybe tiled images, not necessarily with a mosaic effect. And this one is interesting because it generates a PDF file, which is probably meant for printing.
Yeah, so it also looks like a nice page in the beginning of the book, for example, stuff like that. And it was developed by Luciano Salvino from Argentina, and he got one copy of
your,
the Zen Studio.
Your Spanish accent is great.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
I suspect you've been training.
Okay. Argentina. Sounds better.
I'm not Spanish. It just looked close.
Will you believe me if I say that I don't see difference between Spanish and Portuguese much?
I don't know. It's quite different than the sounding. Although the words, when in written, they all came from Latin. But, Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, so he got one copy of Zen Studio for this package. And the next one I want to comment is also quite similar and interesting. Is a PHP photo wall gallery, which has many different functions like creating walls of galleries of pictures and stuff like that. But one of them interested me specifically, so you can generate walls of pictures and even columns and stuff like that. But one of it interested me the most, which is an ASCII image with generated from symbols. So photo generated by ASCII. Okay, I think that was a better one. For some reason,
one of last
did not load it. I think
it's not loading.
Yeah. Okay. Just it's loading different images, random images.
That's one, right?
Sorry.
I think that's the one. The one of the soccer player.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. Also, it creates such an interesting effect. So, yeah, but it supports many other functionalities also, and resizing and photo walls and stuff like that.
Yes, but photo walls is probably the most interesting feature because many people now are getting used to, say, photo walls when you do image search on Google. And probably they want to implement something similar on their sites.
Yeah. And this package was developed by Andrea Bottolocci from Italy, and he got one downloadable copy of Cold Lobster Professional for this package. Okay, check. The next package I wanted to comment is PHP Web's Page Screenshot, which basically uses HTML to Canvas library to capture a screenshot of the web page and upload it to a server. Of course, that can be useful for many cases, especially debugging or stuff like that. It was developed by
just to mention that despite most of the functionality is implemented on JavaScript using the HTML to Canvas format, the whole result is very useful because sometimes you need to see what the user is seeing, and with this package you can make it upload a screenshot with what the user is seeing, and it is great. There are other solutions that actually uploaded the whole DOM, HTML DOM, and then on the server side, it would have to render it as image so you can see what the user is seeing, but probably not even that much accurate. But this HTML to Canvas makes it more useful because it is done on the browser sites, probably more accurate than the other method. But okay.
Yeah, it's probably useful. For example, if something happens, you have a report a bug button, user clicks it, it takes a screenshot and then opens a form and allows the user to provide more information, stuff like that. Yeah, I really can see it to be being useful. So it was developed by Bharat Parmar from India, and he got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. Next one is a PHP layout template processor. Basically, it's a template engine, but its parsing is not by simply replacing some tags in the template, but it's more like I can't even say Python style, but it's more like each line, each new command, depending on the line prefix. So that's probably not the example I wanted to show. Let me find it.
Yes, it is. I think it's the first character of each line to determine what we'll do on that line, if it will render variables or.
Yes, exactly. So the first character, and then if there are spaces or tabs, it's just the same previous command and stuff like that. And you can also extend and end your own commands or change what they do and stuff like that. So that's it's really interesting, but you need to learn it first and like take a grasp of it before using it. And it was developed by Roger Backlund from Norway, and he got one downloadable copy of Komodo ID for this package.
Yeah. This is interesting. Okay.
The next one, it's still, I think, more to come from me.
I'll try to figure if it was too soon for you to finish because we have many packages this month, so we need to move on.
Next package is PHP REST Client Class. There are multiple REST client classes, I think, that would retrieve information, stuff like that. But what was specific about this one that it can encode and decode parameters passed to the client, and when decode when you get them back. So it could be JSON
exactly. It's something that you need to do lots of time.
On your own,
but you need to actually do it on your own.
And it was and this package was developed by Unai Sante Esteban from Spain, and he got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package. Next package is a PHP asynchronous command. Which I think there are some packages that allows you to execute some external programs, commands, command lines from PHP. but this I think is different because it's asynchronous. It's using pipes to communicate with it and to not block the main thread to get the output of the command and communicate with it and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's that because we call programs like FFmpeg when we have to pass some data as input and at the same time capture the output to see the progress. So
And it also works on Windows, not on Linux. That's also worth mentioning.
Yeah.
And it was developed by Christian Wee from France. And he got SourceGuarding PHP encoder 2 for this package. And the last one on my part is PHP emulated SQL file system. Basically, if you have like a, I don't know, for example, load balancer with multiple servers and there are some contents that user are uploading and you want to share them between servers, that this package probably would help you to have a shared file system which is implemented upon SQL database.
Yeah, it is actually interesting, not just because it can share things, but it has practically all functions that you may want to have, like as if you were really manipulating a disk. You can even format and defragment. I'm not sure what that means in practice, but it's pretty extensive what that package does. Okay.
And it was developed by Ryan Cole from United States without a price. So I think, yeah, that's back to you.
Yeah, I would like to comment on a few packages as well. Starting precisely by one that I'm even surprised why it did not get much votes. Maybe the author did not campaign enough. Or this package. Because I know some authors do that. Oh, vote for me. I want to win the Innovation Award. And it's okay. It's not illegal. You can ask for votes. We just cannot create fake accounts to vote on yourself because the site has some means to sort of detect that. Anyway, that's another story. So this package that I wanted to comment. I need to share the screen if I find the right window. Okay. And this one is called Pretty PHP S3 Files Manager and was developed by Trang Tran from Vietnam and is what they develop is a more complex package. And it was one of the first to have more than 1,000 files because this is practically an application to manipulate files that you may have on the Amazon S3 server. And it provides an Ajax-based interface. You can do all from all sorts of operations on the files. And it was curious because I was not expecting people to send packages this large, and there are even packages that are even larger. And this package, when the author was uploading it, is telling me, oh, I'm entering the descriptions of all files. You're, oh, no, you do not need to do that because you will never end. To enter this, you can actually skip entering the descriptions, and the site cannot automatically assign description of files to the roles. And that was when I realized there was a bug, because the site only allows to import 100 files at a time. By then I raised that limit. When it moved to the next set of files to import, the site was requiring to enter the description, even if you specify to not enter them. So anyway, this package is great. And another detail is that this author is another one that got the one big elephant plush mascot that I have shown in the ear here. This one is the elephant that I don't know, is still in the mail because it's from Vietnam. I think it takes a few weeks to arrive. And as you may see, there is a his name here, and as well the place that he got in the respective month. So congratulations for him. I'm not sure why the previous winners did not notice there was an elephant prize. It's always mentioned in the messages, or they may not need, may not want to get that prize. Anyway, moving on, the next one that I would like to comment is this one. It is basically based on a web service called PHP Reports. It was developed by Murat Sileli from Turkey, and what it does is it's useful for many people because it can generate a PDF or DocX documents from templates, and you just upload the template and upload the values, and it can generate the PDF or DocX for Microsoft Word filled with the name value. So it is very useful for many people because they often need to generate documents from this format, and they can just start from a template defined in DocX format and just have the service to replace the values and return the resulting document. So congratulations to Murat, and he got 1 year server license of IP to country database. So now moving on, the next one that I want to comment is another one also by also by Bharat Parmar that we mentioned before, and what he did is something that is very common, which is basically the combination of a REST API that performs CRUD operations and on data that is on MySQL database. So he combined these two useful purposes into one package. One is to perform CRUD operations, another to provide a REST API for that service. So the next one that I would like to comment, this one, it's also very interesting. Although part of its functionality was already implemented in previously published package. So this one is a PHP CSS optimizer from Viktor Navatov from Russia. And basically, he optimizes CSS files, performing the elimination of white space and all those redundant characters. But he also does something interesting that made it innovative, which is to add those alternative names to certain properties so they can work on different browsers. So he adds those prefixes, you know, that certain CSS properties have for different browsers. So the styles are recognized, but different browsers that are implemented certain properties that probably are not yet standard.
So, they usually called vendor specific properties.
Yeah. So usually they add a prefix that's specific for the browser, but the rest of the name of the property is equal. So it was a good idea because when you are writing CSS style sheets, it's boring to repeat the same properties with the prefixes. So kudos for him, and for this he got one copy of the PHP Ed professional IDE. So the next package that I want to comment, yet another interesting package by Christian Vic from France. This one does something that is not trivial, which is to search, be able to search files that probably would not fit in the PHP memory limits. So if you want to search for data in a very large file, and that file is larger than the limit that is configured for PHP memory usage, it can still perform it. I don't know if you use temporary files, but what is interesting is that he provided a class that has the same, has functions with the same names as the ones that you have, for instance, in PHP, like strpos, stripos.
So basically, they're drop-in replacements.
Yeah, but probably those are the simplest ones to implement. But the more complicated are the ones that use regular expressions. So I'm not sure how he did it. Oh, I remember now. I think he used a separate program to do that. But still, it is interesting because if you are used to these functions in PHP, you can perform, you can use them with the same names and parameters, but search for large files. So kudos to Christian V for his contribution. Another package that I also like to comment, it seems simple at first time because it sort of replicates a function of PHP. Actually, it's called PHP HTML entities encoding and decoding. But it also encodes certain characters that usually HTML entities does not encode. So if you want to encode those characters and HTML entities does not encode them, this package can do it. And it was developed by Gavin Gordon Markovsky from Canada. And for this, you got a subscription of the one API product from API layer. Another package, I think it's the last one that I wanted to comment, is also one that is simple, but this one addresses a request from a developer that posted in the recommendation request section of the site. The package is called Get All Words. It was developed by Lionel Leblanc from France. And I think, I'm not sure what is the exact name of the function. PHP has a function to get the words of a package. You can also use regular expressions. But if you need to consider certain words that are stop words, so you can exclude them. As well, punctuation, you need to have something more specific to exclude those words. So this was a very interesting package by Lionel, and he got a book from PACT as prize. So now, talking about the Innovation Award ranking of 2016, things seem to have changed a bit. So far, Christian Vig is in first place with 6 packages and 43 points, then followed by Barhat Parmar with 3 packages and 34 points, from India. Christian Vig is from France. And then Dave Smith, the winner of last year, is in fourth place with 32 points. He was ahead so far, but he was surpassed by Christian and Barat that have been submitting more packages recently. Then in fourth place is Johnny Mast from the Netherlands with 2 packages and 28 points. Jeremy Ogbomo from Nigeria, I think, with 2 packages and 26 points. Kasper Ruinski from Poland with 2 packages and 24 points. Luciano Salvino from Argentina with 2 packages and 24 points. Then Andrea Battellocchi from Italy with 2 packages and 20 points. Then Gabriel Cotto with 1 package and 18 points. And then Mohamed Al-Ashal from Egypt with 1 package and 17 points. Now, by countries, things also have changed a bit. Because Brazil is now first with 6 packages and 68 points, followed by United States with 9 packages and 61 points. Then comes India with 5 packages and 60 points, France with 8 packages and 59 points, and then Netherlands with 3 packages and 42 points, Nigeria with 4 packages and 39 points, Italy 3 packages and 30 points, Argentina 3 packages and 29 points, Spain with 4 packages and 28 points, and Egypt with 2 packages and 27 points is in 10th place. So by country, things are seem to have also warmed up. There were some changes because Brazil is now in first place, but the following places, the following countries are also very close. So until the end of the year, we don't know yet who is going to win, because there is no clear winner that is ahead. Let's wait and see how this is going to evolve for the next month. So with this, we practically ended this edition of the PHP and JavaScript Innovation World editions. On my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.